Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
First of all right, my main reaction is, I can't stand it. You guys know that. I did not think he would take it. I did not want him to take it. So that's pretty obvious stuff because I've been hinting at that for a while.
You were mad that they even offered it him to begin with.
And that's where I'm going. So put Grisham the player aside. I'm thinking about the Yankees right now. So the report from Heyman was that the Yankees did not think that he would accept the qualifying offer. Okay. And he didn't say absolutely. He said basically that's what I anticipate. And that's what the Yankees anticipate. Well, the Yankees were wrong. So the Yankees made a colossal mistake because, see, the two things at play here, Sal, they clearly misread his willingness to take that. That's mistake number one. And mistake number two would be dangling that with the possibility of him taking it to have him back on the team in 26, something I want no part of. I think, now there's still a long way to go, obviously. I think that this could be the first potential domino to a horrendous offseason by the Yankees.
Oh.
Horrendous.
Now, look, as much as I take great pleasure in seeing you in pain, I just got to admit,
you're an idiot.
You, knowing that was going to bother you, I made sure to send the group text once I saw the news on social media. Here you go. Grisham's coming back. Couldn't wait to see BT's reaction and talk about it again today. As much as I love tweaking you and having fun with that, I don't think this is bad. I do believe that the Yankees, we talked about this yesterday before I even saw that Heyman report, I believe that the Yankees made that decision to slap him with the qualifying offer, assuming that there was a good chance he wasn't going to accept it. Then they get the draft pick and all is good. But in the event he does come back, which he has, they still have a valuable commodity. Now, is he worth $22 million a year?
No.
Probably not, but there aren't any good center fielders. I don't think he's a great center fielder anymore, but he's better than a lot of other options that are out there, and you still could maybe trade Trent Grisham. You still have a piece back that I would use him down in the order and maybe more of a fourth outfielder, depending on what you do the rest of the offseason. I also don't think there's any way that this could prevent the Yankees from getting Bellinger or Kyle Tucker. They just can't.
Okay, so first of all, as you know, you can't trade him until June 15th, so you've got to start the season. Okay. You know, you signed the QO, obviously. You know, you've got, a couple of months once the season starts. You cannot get dealt until June 15th. Okay. So because of that, they will now have to make a very difficult decision on, do they pursue Kwan now? Do they trade Dominguez now? Do they trade Spencer Jones now? It just complicates everything.
I agree.
That's my concern.
Okay, but what if they are the Yankees. They could pay him $22 million to be the fourth outfielder.
There's no way. Well, now, the old Yankees would have done that. These Yankees aren't doing that.
Well, that's then a different story. I still believe that they will go all in. Now, could they get... put it this way. They can't keep Jones and Dominguez and bring back Bellinger and trade for Kwan.
Correct.
There's
no way.
Something's got to happen. And that, to me, though, is maybe even separate from Grisham. But the fact that you're now paying a guy $22 million who was productive for you a year ago, whether you like him or not, he was. I would never have him lead off for the Yankees this year. I still would go get Kwan and bring Bellinger back. You also could then have Kwan in left, Grisham in center, Bellinger at first. Remember, Bellinger can play first base. You don't have an everyday first baseman. Ben Rice is not that. I didn't want to get his bat in the lineup. The structure of the team should not be impacted negatively by a $22 million one-year contract and bringing Grisham back.
I agree it shouldn't be, but I think it will be. Ooh. That's the concern. So, you know, we could sit here and say, well, they should do this, and the Yankees, you know, we know how they used to operate, but let's work under the lens of how they now operate. And they're obviously not cheap, and they obviously push this, you know, very, very deeply inside the red zone. Do the Yankees always go for it on fourth and whatever at the goal line, or do they sometimes kick field goals? Too often the Yankees have kicked field goals in their offseason. So, see, here's the concern. What they're telling us by doing and by having happen what happened yesterday. And it was just so idiotic over the temptation, the allure of a compensatory pick. Like, that's what bothers me. But I think...
Well, right, because if there wasn't the pick, would the Yankees have been interested in Grisham, period?
No.
Bringing him back?
No. Listen, the Yankees messed this up. Now, it doesn't mean that he's absolutely going to hit 185 again next year. I'm not saying that. But they clearly misread this. Because without the qualifying offer attached, there would have been no appeal to sign him for $22 million. There's no way.
Right.
They misread it. They thought, I thought, Hayden thought, the industry thought, we all thought that he was going to get 3 years, 4 years, 50, 60. You know, so...
He might have, by the way.
I agree.
I'm surprised he turned it down, especially with the potential lockout and all that stuff looming. He's now on a one-year contract.
Yep.
He might be, by the time he gets to sign another one, he might be 2 years older.
30, 31. Yeah, right. If he doesn't play well this year, now it changes.
Yeah,
I think it's a miscalculation on his part, but quite frankly, I don't care about him.
Right.
I care about the Yankees right now. So to me, the Yankees are saying, without saying, and I know there's a lot of business to still do, but people need to understand this. I think the Yankees are saying, well, we got Gerrit Cole coming back. We'll just run it back. We'll win the World Series as constituted a year ago. See, that's what I think. And there's no guarantee that Bellinger comes back. I think Bellinger's going to come back. I don't think there's any chance the Yankees get Tucker. Zero.
Right.
I don't think
Well, they can't get Tucker and Bellinger, so you have to pick one. Which one would you prefer the Yankees get?
Tucker's the better hitter. Bellinger, I think, is the better all-around player.
I think we are.
I already know Bellinger fits, so I'll say Bellinger.
I know, but we also know Tucker's better.
He is better.
I mean, you loved him more than anybody last year.
Last year with the Soto discussions.
And now, because he had a down year, I think there's this sentiment of, the bloom is off the rose.
Off the rose a bit.
But we're probably miscalculating that.
Well,
he is a terrific player. When he wasn't healthy last year.
I know he wasn't, but let me ask you this. Then why aren't the Chicago Cubs interested in Kyle Tucker? Again, these are just reports, but the reports are that the Cubs won't even jump in on the most cursory level. Like, that's it. They're not even going to try to pursue him. They just had him for a whole year. So anyway, I think the Yankees will be at the table. The Yankees will play a couple of hands. You have to grab the chips and pony up for Kyle Tucker, I don't think that they will.
Right, you think they get either Tucker or Bellinger?
I do think that they get Bellinger.
Okay.
I still. But here's the problem. Now it's the same exact team as last year, except you're banking on Gerrit Cole still being Gerrit Cole. I also think Toronto's going to get Kyle Tucker.
Yeah.
Toronto's already better. And you know Toronto's going out and getting some pitching. This just seems to me to be a very bad start because they misread the qualifying offer for a stupid draft pick.
Even if I agree with you and say, all right, they misread it and this is not ideal, I can't imagine that this is going to torpedo the Yankees' entire offseason. I still think there's now, they have to make moves to get better, but I still think there's a path. Bring Bellinger back. Okay, that's one. He fits perfectly. Could play center field. Could play some first base. Obviously versatile. There's still a path to go get Kwan, and now your lineup changes completely. Now, you're relying less on Dominguez and Spencer Jones, and probably one of them, if you get Kwan, is not going to be here.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to trade one of them, which is fine. You can't have all these young players. They're also going to have to upgrade, whether it's shortstop, whether it's third base. You can't run it back with Volpe, Caballero, Jazz, the situation at first base. And
McMahon,
just get
Rice
yeah,
at first.
No, well, that can't happen.
But I think that's what's going to happen right now. That's my whole point.
Okay, what do you think would have happened if Grisham didn't accept that offer?
Then I think you probably have, which you could still have, an immediate deal for Kwan. But then I also think that you might jump in a little more aggressively on the starting pitching front. Whether it's a Suarez or a Valdez. I mean, there's still questions with the Yankees' rotation
but the money,
in terms of injuries.
Yeah, I know, but that'll
Rodon,
get better.
Cole.
In April or May, it may not be up to snuff or whatever. You get the point. These things will improve themselves. I don't think the Yankees, me personally, I don't think they need to focus on the rotation. You add a couple of bullpen arms, whatever, but their bullpen's fine. Those are things you could build in season. I would be looking to reshape the look of their lineup, and I don't think Grisham being here gets in the way of that when you could look at him as either a fourth outfielder if you bring back Bellinger, which you need to do regardless. You need to bring back Bellinger.
Yes.
And if it's not Bellinger, then it's going to be Kyle Tucker. Great, even better. Then you could have Tucker in left. Now, I would rather have Kwan myself. I personally, if I could have any move this offseason, I would rather trade either Dominguez, Kwan, whatever other minor leaguer, Dominguez or Jones, or whatever minor leaguers to get Kwan here.
Mm-hmm.
See what's left, bring Kwan in, put him in left field, now I'm set. If you have Grisham in center, you bring back Bellinger, he could play some first. Grisham's not going to play every day in center field. You play him in center, you could give Judge some days of rest, you put Bellinger in right, you make Judge DH a little bit.
I would also look about Stanton? Stanton's still here. It's still complicated with the DH.
I would look to bring back Bellinger, add Kwan, and move on from John Carl Stanton. And
I think
that makes them fit better.
They're not doing it.
You could also then say, look at the infield, and if you're not going to upgrade shortstop and just wait with Caballero and Volpe, then I would go after Bregman at third base and upgrade that.
But they have to. But they won't. That's my whole point. Listen, we could do a show, and everything that you just said, I agree with. My problem is I think that what happened yesterday is now going to become a big impediment as to what they actually do. Now, I think Ben Rice could be a 3-4-5 hitter at some point, maybe for the next. I like him.
Yeah.
Do I want Ben Rice? Do I trust him immediately at first base opening day?
No way.
Not really. Is he going to be playing first base opening day? In all probability, yeah. Is Jazz back at second? Sure. Is Caballero the starting shortstop on opening day? I believe so. Is McMahon playing third? Yeah. Is Wells the catcher? Yeah. Is Grisham in center? Yeah. It's the same team. Now, here's the other thing, right? The Yankees, to me, and last year, the season that Grisham had, he was making $5 million. And he came out blasting. Remember, right. April, he was crushing
great
it.
Great value. Return
what
on
investment. What are you smiling for, buddy?
Oh, yeah, because they're paying him now four times that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So because Grisham started well, you're going to ride it out. He's making $5 million. He's hitting some jacks. He's influential early. And look at the stats. It'll back it up. April, May, some home runs. He was productive. Let's run him out there. Now, he happened to hit 240, which he never does. What happens if he's hitting 190, 201, he's a K machine, you know, can't hit lefties. He's not a good center field, in my opinion, anymore. And he's a zero on the bases. Now, because he's making 22, to justify the stupid move that they did, he's going to be run out there. Last year at $5 million, if he's playing well, you run him out. If he's not, you sit him. This year, it's going to be a different commitment to him, no matter how he plays, because of the price tag.
And they can't
operate. That's a problem.
Like, if they do that, that's going to be a major mistake. They had to know going in that there was at least a chance he was going to come back, and it cannot torpedo, and I don't believe that it will. I don't care. If he's not producing, he's $22 million, all right, big deal. You eat it, and you put him on the bench. That's it. Or you try to move on from him whenever you can trade him, which maybe there will still be some value because you can play center field better than a lot of people around the big leagues.
But real quick, when was the last time the Yankees showed an immediate disconnect from a player that was had making decent money that wasn't performing? It took him forever to get rid of DJ.
But it's only 1 year in this case.
I know, but I mean, Aaron Judge is going to be 40 before you know it. We're going to look up. He's going to be 40. Judge's career is going to be over. You know, how long did it take them to move on from Aaron Hicks? This is what they do. And I know they're going to be good next year. I know they're going to be a playoff team. My fear is that this move was step one in not building a World Series champion, which, by the way, is something that we all want.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. 888-808-1019. Mike is in Allentown starting us off. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's up, guys? Really enjoying the banter this morning. Obviously, Trent Grisham is certainly causing a lot of fanfare amongst the Yankee fans, myself, BTU as well. Look, we got to look at it this pragmatically. The word I know you love, BT.
That's a good one, yeah.
You got to look at it from, I know you love it. Yeah. I also learned that word from your old counterpart here in Allentown, Tom Fallon.
Oh,
I
nice.
Way back to him.
Hey,
yes,
wow.
I know you go way back. Yeah, so I used to work with him. He's a good guy.
A great
I know
guy.
You guys, he's a great guy. With that being said, gents, very simply, You got to look at what Brian Cashman said when he was at the GM and owner meetings. If we accept him, we essentially welcome him back. I'm with Sal in a sense. I think they're looking at it like this. I think that, obviously, for $22 million for a fourth outfielder is outrageous. It's almost unconscionable in a sense of, like, why would you give $22 million to a potential fourth outfielder?
Yep.
I don't think this removes Cody Bellinger off the table. Here's why I think that Yankee fans, and call me a Debbie Downer, I think Kyle Tucker is not in their offseason plan.
I agree.
Because they like flexibility. Now, this is where the flexibility comes into play.
But then they better get Bellinger. That's fine if you don't want Kyle Tucker.
Brother Matt, you totally took the next words out of my mouth. You got to sign Cody Bellinger. But here's why. Not so much for, yes, he'll be able to play center field, play left field. I don't think this shuts the door on Jason Dominguez and Spencer Jones. What this may shut the door on is, and BT, I'm not sure if you're in love with this as much as I am.
Go ahead.
You may see Cody Bellinger more at first base, whereas Ben Rice will kind of be, if you got to give Bellinger a day off or move Bellinger to the outfield, but also too, Ben Rice is going to provide more offensive flexibility for Austin Wells behind the dish.
Yeah.
Well, Sal just said that, Mike. Sal said that.
I know he did.
I like it. If that's the case, that's fine. Thank you for the call, Mike. See, I'm not saying that just because they now have $22 million on the books for Grisham that the Yankees are unable to sign Bellinger. I'm not saying that at all. But what could happen, and this is my fear, it takes one reckless / aggressive offer to Bellinger from somebody else where the Yankees might say, all right, now that's a little too rich for us.
And then what?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, but that's why we talked about this last week. To me, it's very hard to imagine them having a successful offseason without bringing Bellinger back. And now maybe even more so. See, I also wouldn't look at Grisham as a fourth outfielder in the traditional sense. Fourth outfielder generally used to mean you're not seeing a lot of playing time.
I agree with that. That's a little bit unfair. Yeah,
well, now these guys are going to be playing regularly because there are no everyday players. Everybody's getting moved around and versatility and flexibility. So there is going to be room to get Grisham in that lineup. I just would not have him leading off. If you have him playing center field, batting in the bottom of the order, I think you're okay. It depends on the other pieces. So in that scenario, could Rice be catching and Bellinger be at first? Sure. Who's the left fielder is what I care about now. This is great. You get Grisham back. Whether you love him, hate him, doesn't matter. It happened. Now what? How are they going to get better? It starts with bringing Bellinger back, and then from there, you need to now get better. Because if you bring Bellinger back, you're the same, and that's your point.
That's my point. Same team. They didn't win. Toronto was so much better.
So now how are they getting better? In my mind, getting better would be immediately trading either Spencer Jones or Dominguez, some package centered around them, for Kwan. Now you have a left fielder, gold glover, leadoff hitter. Boom. Mm-hmm. He's in place. You could use Grisham in center. You could use Bellinger in center. You could use Bellinger at first. You could move some pieces around. I still think you need more on top of it, but at least to me, that would be bring back Bellinger and go get Kwan. Now your outfield should be set.
Yeah, okay. So I think that makes sense. And I just don't have great confidence it will happen. You know, listen, Kwan's going to have a pretty robust market. Yankees will be knocking down their door. I would hope at this point the Yankees are no longer reluctant to hold on to these prospects. Give them Dominguez, give them Joe, whatever they want, except Schlittler and some of these young pitchers who would take them. All right, so I'm down with that. But if they don't get Kwan, I hear you. Well, you know, just don't bat Grisham leadoff. Hit him sixth or seventh. Well, then who's the leadoff hitter?
Well,
that's the problem.
Yeah, if they don't get Kwan, then that's a problem. They have to find another leadoff hitter.
And that's why I say this is potentially the first domino to a bad Yankee offseason.
Brian is calling from East Mariches. What's up, Brian?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Remember a few years ago when the Yankees were compromised because they had all righty players, righty offensive players? Now, if you go around the horn, everybody in the lineup, minus Volpe, who you could take, obviously Judge, Stanton, who's always hurt, everybody's a lefty.
Yep.
Even the guys you're talking about, Kwan, Bellinger, now we got Grisham. Wells is a lefty. Chisholm is a lefty.
Rice.
And Rice is a lefty. McMahon is a lefty.
Yeah.
Dominguez can't hit from the right side. He's a lefty. Spencer Jones is a lefty. Everybody's a lefty.
That's not good, huh? Is that not ideal?
No, it's terrible.
I know. I'm being facetious.
And they're over. I'm saying they're compromised. Now they're going to be compromised. You face Skubal, Crochet. They're not going to hit, especially in those big games.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's
so you got to go after a righty bat, like a Bregman. Maybe get a Bregman in. Plug him in the middle of the lineup.
Who's he playing?
Well, you put him in third. You move on from McMahon.
Yeah,
you move on from him.
You got to get rid of McMahon. He can't hit.
Well, no, Brian, here's the thing. I don't disagree. He can't hit a lick. I mean, he happens to be a little bit like Nettles with the leather, but he can't hit. He's a great third baseman. But they acquired him, so...
It was another mistake, too, when you think about it. I know everybody's saying he's under control, but...
Well, that's the thing. We can sit here and say, yeah, get rid of McMahon. That's your... 16 next year, 16 the year after. Somebody's got to take him.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying that there's no solutions to like, radically transform the roster, but other teams got to buy into what you're trying to get rid of.
But I think the big issue here, and look, you could be right, I could be wrong, I could be right, you could be wrong. I still have faith and belief that they're going to be aggressive. Will it be all the right moves? Will it be the moves that I want them to make? That I don't know, but I can't believe that Grisham accepting that qualifying offer is going to ruin the entire offseason plans.
Well, we'll see. I mean, you know, I wish we had the answer to at 10:20 today. I hope that it doesn't. That is my fear. And by the way, I think there's a little wiggle room that it doesn't. I'm just presenting something that needs to be said. Yesterday was a bad day for the Yankees. To me, there was nothing good about it. Number one, he'll never hit lefties. He's a strikeout machine. I think last year was a contract push. He's got zero juice on the bases. His defensive numbers, people can laugh at me, all that Boomer and Gio, BT with his numbers. Yeah, at least I understand the numbers. You know what I mean? I mean, maybe I reference him too much here, but the numbers are numbers. And he definitely took a big step back defensively here. So I just don't think yesterday was good. Can they recover? Sure. Do I have great confidence they will? No.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Phil Sims coming up at 11 o'clock. So we'll talk some Giants, some football with Phil. Your calls when we come back, 888-808-1019.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
We'll talk with Phil Sims coming up at 11. Been a while since we've spoken with him, so we'll talk some Giants, some NFL with Phil at 11 o'clock. I just can't. I mean, come on now. This is the Yankees. We get on the Mets for certain things. This is the New York Yankees. You can't. I can't imagine. I know that they've been reluctant to move on from whether it's Joey Gallo or Hicks or even DJ LeMahieu recently. I get that. That's a little bit of a different circumstance. This is a one-year, $22 million deal for a player that does have some value here. I can't imagine that's going to hold up their entire offseason plan to build a team, BT. And furthermore, if they thought that it would, then it's even worse than you're saying that they would offer him the qualifying offer. You can't take that chance if you think it's going to ruin your entire offseason, which is why I ultimately don't think this is that big of a deal at all.
I'd like to give Brian Cashman the benefit of the doubt here, because all the reports were that they were basically Grisham would not sign that qualifying offer. Yankees would get the pick. He'd go somewhere else, 3-4 years, as we said a couple of times, 50, 60, 70, whatever the number was, and the Yankees would have played that well and calculated that properly. I mean, I think that Brian Cashman has made a lot of mistakes, and I've been very open about my criticisms. I've also praised him. I think he's a Hall of Famer, but I think that he has failed to adapt as much as I would like to see him adapt. But I can't imagine that he's so dumb where he misread this easily. Like, right. Oh, no, he's not going to sign it. Right. Oh, wait, well, he signed it. What do
Me
we do?
Either.
So I'm not saying that at all. But what I am saying is that now a guy that I don't trust and I don't think is efficient enough in October, I'm not debating the value of April and May against bad teams and home runs.
Regular season, right, those homers will pile up.
Yeah, the regular season Yankees. Well, we know who that team is.
Well, if they build the team the right way, he shouldn't see the light of day in October. It would be similar thought. I know it's different. I'm serious. It would be similar thought with me with Alonso. Like, yeah, you could play some first base. Not in October. Yeah, I don't want to see his feet on the field other than running around the bases after a few homers for Pete Alonso. So you could play first base in the regular season. Grisham, you can play regularly in the regular season. In the postseason, I don't want to see him.
Okay, that sounds good again. And again, that conceptually I'm with you. But if Pete Alonso's with the Mets, you know, as much as we prefer him to DH, which I agree with, well, he's going to play some first. And if he's playing first base in the regular season, they're not going to say, all right, it's October 1st. Sit down, Pete.
Why not?
Well, they should, but they won't, because they probably won't have a competent defensive first baseman.
Well,
that's what I mean. Just like we can sit here and say, well, we don't want Grisham or we don't trust him against lefties and he strikes out a ton. All the things I've said against quality teams and good pitching, I don't want him in center field or playing regularly. But based on the $22 million qualifying offer and now based on what I perceive to be limitations as to how the Yankees can build out the roster, he's going to play in October, and that's a problem.
Sports Talk on WFAN is presented by Paramount Plus. Can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Kevin is in the Bronx. What's up, Kev?
ET and Sal, how we doing?
How are you, Kev?
What's up, Kev?
Doing good. Sal, I'm with you on this one. I think the signing of Grisham isn't too bad. I'm looking at him as a fourth outfielder. They just had Stroman for $18 million a year, and they got rid of him, no problem. I think the $22 million is nothing for them. You bring in a little competition. You know, you already know Stanton's going to miss 70 games with an elbow injury. So kicks Judge down to DH, and then you have him as your fourth outfielder. I think it's a good fit.
It sounds great. Problem is, it's not going to go that way, Kev. And think about what you're saying. Stanton's going to miss 70 games. That's not a good thing.
Yeah, well, think about it. They don't have to trade him if he's not going to be here half the season. And he's right. Kev is right.
No, he's right about that. But, like, we say that like the Yankees could so easily work around that. I mean, all right, so Stanton's going to miss a ton of time. I know. Right now, they don't have a good defensive first baseman on the roster. Right now, they don't have a catcher that hits consistently enough. Right now, they don't have enough right-handed sticks. They don't have a third baseman that could hit. The shortstop situation's a mess. I think they're nuts if they get... I know, because I've had these conversations. They will not give... We talked about this. They will not give Jazz a long-term extension. They don't trust him. Neither do I. Big picture. But he's playing second base now, and he's a little bit sloppy. And now you got a guy who's going to hit .130 against lefties playing center? I mean, how is that good?
Well, much like we talk about with the Mets trying to get creative here, I think the Yankees should also be open to that, maybe moving on from Jazz. Think about this. If they're in the same spot with Gleyber Torres, or were in the same spot with Gleyber Torres now with Jazz. They have players that are, okay, statistically good, especially for second base, and are productive to a certain level, but they don't love them enough to make a long-term commitment to them.
Nor should they.
No, agreed. I'm not saying that they should, but then what are we doing? Why not just move on from them now?
Yeah. I mean, well, listen, Cashman's pretty good at trades here. And I've said that I think that the Mets are going to have a big offseason, and I think the trades, and they'll sign some players as well. I think the Mets are going to make a big trade. Usually Cashman's trades are during the season, Grisham, Bednar, some other things that have happened along the way. I feel like maybe the only safe pivot is a trade that they maybe already have kind of quietly agreed to in principle that we don't know. And I don't need to know that now. I'm just telling you what I do know based on what they've done. I don't love the first move of the offseason is an F for me.
Saul is calling from Manalapan. What's up, Saul?
Hey, what's up? What's up, BT and Sal? Yeah. BT, I think you're jumping the gun a little bit. I think you're getting a little bit too agitated over the move. I don't think it's a big deal. I mean, he had a great year last year. I think, you know, obviously, I think they need to get a couple of more pieces. Mm-hmm. But if you bring in Bellinger, I know you don't think they're going to do anything with third base, but they really should, because that, you know, I know you have a fielder there, but he can't hit. And I also think you need a backup righty catcher as well.
I agree with that.
I mean, they won 95 games. What exactly are you supposed to do to try to better the team? I mean, they're not going to compete with the Dodgers at this level.
I don't think they're going to compete with Toronto, right, especially if Toronto gets Kyle Tucker. The Dodgers, I'm not even thinking about the Dodgers.
And how about Boston, who's supposed to, rumors are that they're going to be getting better.
They might. I want to see what they actually do before I anoint them. Yeah. But if they got a Pete and Bregman stays, they got some pitching, no doubt. Going to crochet their big acquisition a year ago. Listen, I understand. I just said it before, Saul. The Yankees are going to be, I know they're going to be good. They're going to win 90-something. You got Cole coming back. They should have a really good rotation. But the Yank again, and it took me years to learn this. I admit it took me years to learn this. But I am no longer in the camp of, well, you know, win the 90-something games and roll the dice and see what happens against, you know, the Rays or the Red Sox or Toronto or whomever, the Guardians in the postseason. I now look at deficiencies, and there are still too many things on the team that I don't like. Guys who strike out too much, guys who can't run. They did get a little bit better defensively. I'll give you that with McMahon, some other moves. But this is not a championship team. And I don't want Grisham up in the seventh inning with two on and two out against a flame-throwing lefty or a filthy righty who's not going to give in. I don't trust him. Why would I? He's been a major leaguer for 6 years. 5 years, he hits under 200.
Yeah, I know.
Come on.
Well, I mean, they took a calculated risk and gamble here, and now Grisham said, you know what, I'm opting in. You're right, we don't care about him and his decision, but that was a perplexing one to me.
For him, right?
Yes,
it was.
If you're him, I'm trying to catch. That's his one time to maybe cash in. I'm not saying he's going to break the bank, but you don't think he could have gotten a 2 or 3?
I thought he was maybe going to get like 3+1 or 4. Yes, I did.
With the lack of center fielders coming off of his year.
I did.
And knowing that the labor dispute is looming, meaning that if he at least signed a 3-year deal, he would have been locked in for when baseball does return eventually to have 3 guaranteed years. Now, if baseball does go away like people think, he might not be getting another contract until 2 years later.
And then he's 32, 33. Yeah. And at that point, everybody will know, huh? He can't play center field anymore. I'm just telling you, I'm kind of ahead of the curve with his defense and center. There's going to be a point where he's going to have to move to left. He can't play right. I don't love his arm. So, yeah, very, very, I think, foolish, with all due respect, business decision on his end. But, again, I'm thinking bigger picture. I don't really care about his decision.
What do you think's
worse?
I mean,
I do, but only because it impacts the Yankees.
What do you think's worse? You're into the numbers. You admitted it based on the metrics. Is Grisham's decline in center field worse, or is Lindor from the right side?
I would say...
Could we be going that way, that Lindor couldn't switch hit? Remember the metrics said?
We can't be going that way. Okay. I know what the metrics said. I know what the bat speed said. I know what they said. They're wise guy. But we can't be going that direction, I don't think. I took the L on that. If you're new to the show, right, or
so you think
never
this
heard
is
me
different.
Take the L for Lindor. I own it. I took it. No, the difference is that there was such a body of evidence for Lindor being, you know, at many points in his career, superior from that side of the plate. So mine was an overreaction to some glaring changes to his game, whereas last year was the only good year Grisham's had.
I'm not a metrics guy at all,
yeah,
but I do believe in what you're saying about the defensive metrics. I believe in that with Lindor as well. Because it makes sense that a player would decline as they get older,
sure,
and if there are numbers to prove it, why would I think that when you get older you're going to get better? Outside of an injury maybe that we don't know about, I can't imagine a player who's getting older with the numbers showing he's declining defensively that changing dramatically.
Especially in a position that is physically demanding, center, short where you got to move, and lateral quickness, all that stuff.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Phil Sims, 11 at 11. That'll be fun. We haven't talked to him probably since last year, right?
Yeah. I was actually texting him about a month or so ago about something not relating to this business, something else. Phil's the best, man.
Yeah, I love
him. He's awesome, and he's going to let it rip, and there's a lot to let it rip about with the Giants.
I've always been a fan of his, not just as a player, but his personality doing games. I loved listening to him last year with Boomer and Gio, so it was great to have him on. Looking forward to talking with Phil.
He got screwed, and he was with Nance. He was great with Nance.
Now, wasn't he with Gumbel as well, though?
Yeah. I thought Phil's better than Tony. I'm kind of tired of Romo, actually. Give me Phil back.
I love Phil in the booth. I don't know why he got a bad rap a little bit. All right, BT and Sal on the fan. Corey is calling from Edison about his Yanks. What's up, Corey?
Hey, fellas. Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah.
So I don't hate the Grisham move yet, but I'm with you, BT. If it's just Bellinger, then we have serious problems. Mm-hmm. And to me, the move is Bregman, because I say that because you can play him at short while Volpe heals, and then you slide him over to third, trade McMahon once Volpe's back. So I think that's just a perfect fit, and he obviously enhances the lineup tremendously.
Well, think about this, Corey. From a baseball point of view, I'm not going to disagree. I mean, Bregman is clutch. Mm-hmm. He can play third. He's a winner. He fit in perfectly, no doubt. But do you think the Yankees are going to have the appetite for a 5 or 6 year contract for Bregman? I don't.
Yeah, so I usually. I would say no. I wonder if this lockout changes things. I think people are saying, they'll be more aggressive, try to get in these big deals right before the lockout. So, mm-hmm. Maybe they have a little bit more aggressive than they showed, the last 10, 15 years. But, that's all. That's what I'm hoping for. Okay. I'm hoping that it's not just Bellinger and that's it.
I think he might go to the Mets over the Yankees personally, Bregman.
Yeah, I can't, and thanks for the call. I can't also just focus on the free agents. The Yankees need to make some trades here. Both the Mets and Yankees need to do that. But talking about the Yankees here specifically, they need to make some trades. My biggest priority, aside from bringing Bellinger back, which I think is an obvious one, you got to bring him. Same thing I said about Soto last year. I know it's a different story because of how much money he got. But the same thing applies now. You don't want to start losing players and then try to rebuild it. Yankees went to the World Series. They lost arguably their best player. Obviously, I know how great Judge was, but I'm factoring in postseason. They lost one of their two best players in Soto and then had to go to Plan B and rebuild it. And you saw what happened. While it was a nice team, it wasn't better than it was the year before, and the results certainly weren't better. Now, I have a hard time thinking that they were good and won 94 games and got to the postseason. You're going to lose Bellinger, and that who was arguably one of your best players, and then get better.
Yeah.
To get better, you have to stay the same first,
yes,
and then add on top of that.
Yeah, but that's what worries me about. I mean, are they internally sitting there saying, well, we're going to have Gerrit Cole for about 27, 28 starts? Now, I can understand that point of view to an extent. Like, if the Yankees had 27 starts last year from Gerrit Cole, I think they win the division because they tied with Toronto. They just lost out on the tiebreaker. So even if he wasn't vintage Cy Young, you know, basically generational Gerrit Cole last year, but just good Gerrit Cole, they probably win the division, which maybe changes things in their mind. I don't know. I'm looking at contract. Let me hit you with this real fast, right? So I've got Newsweek, Baseball America, The Athletic, NBC Sports, and something else from Newsweek. This will be quick. Contract predictions for Bregman. 6 years, 182. 6 years, 180. 6 years, 175. 6 years, 168. 6 years, 160. Mm-hmm. 6 years, 150. The consensus being 6 years and the average about 172 to 173 mil. You think the Yanks are doing that? I don't.
But why
Plus
not?
Bellinger?
Why not?
Because they haven't done that forever.
Well, I wouldn't need that if it's Bellinger plus Kwan, let's say, or a trade where maybe I'd like to move on from Jazz and get a... Well, why couldn't they trade Jazz and maybe get a right-handed hitting third baseman? You know what I'm saying? Just get creative. Yeah, and then even then you could think about maybe Volpe to second and maybe see if you could figure out something, whether it's Caballero, whether it's Lombard. I don't know if he's going to be ready.
He's not going to be ready
Cashman
yet.
Said not at all
not
this
yet.
Year.
Not at all. He's not going to be... He's not making the
not
team.
Not even middle of the season?
That wasn't ruled out, but the expectation is that he's going to play the entire season.
I'm just
in the minors.
Thinking, trying to get creative here where... You need the pieces to fit the puzzle much mm-hmm. better than they currently do.
Yes.
I mean, it's very simple.
Yes, they do.
You've got all these DHs we talk about it. Rice has his limitations. You know about Stanton. You now have Grisham back in the mix. You got Dominguez, who's limited. Spencer Jones, where's the room for him if you're going to bring Bellinger back? McMahon, who is a very good defensive third baseman. He can't hit. He's also a lefty. Volpe wasn't very good last year. He's even hurt to start the year. So now you're going with a bench player to be your everyday starter at shortstop. A guy at second base that puts up good numbers but isn't a winning player,
mm-hmm.
you got problems all over the place.
That's why I'm worried.
I know, but
that's
but
why I'm pushing back.
I could understand that, but I would expect that they all, I mean, I hope that they also see this and realize that they have to have a big offseason.
But here's
here.
The thing, even if Cashman does see this, and I'm sure he sees some of what we're saying, will Hal consent to allow him to follow through on what he sees?
Sal is in Brooklyn. What's up, Sal?
Sally.
What's going on, boys? Hoping all is well, man.
Oh.
BT, straight up, I'm with you on this. First of all, Sally, how can somebody like that caller before? We could use him as a fourth outfielder. He made $5 million last year. You just increased his salary fourfold.
Yep.
He's not a $22 million ball player. That's my problem, front and center. You want to bring him back? Let him walk. You're worried about a draft pick Ugh. For Grisham? Come on, you're the Yankees. Let that go, man. He ain't a $22 million player. And now you hamstring yourself. You go get that Japanese third baseman, or maybe Bregman, and then you bring Bellinger without sweating it, because $22 million from Grisham, and the $12 million that you had for the first baseman, Goldschmidt, that you let go, you're not even sweating bringing somebody back, man.
Yeah.
But now you're bringing
but
me
Sal,
the
but,
$22 million.
But Sal, here's the point. I'm not disagreeing with that thought process. This is still the New York Yankees. If they're going to let
understand.
If they're going to let 1 year, $22 million prevent them from going big in the offseason, then there's no point to even having the conversation.
Sal, it's not 1 year, because they're still picking up LeMahieu's money this year, $15 million. You got $60 to $32 million laying for a third baseman who can't hit, and you got $22 million on a guy who's a 217 lifetime hitter. These guys are garbage, man. They're not constructed
Sal,
go deep in the playoffs. That's all I'm saying.
Sal from Brooklyn. Here's the thing, too. It's not just 1 year of money at $20+ million for a guy that I don't believe is worth it based on the deficiencies. It's also another year where you don't get answers on Dominguez or Jones. That's the other problem.
Well, maybe they have their answer on either of those two guys.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. And maybe internally they've already decided that. But I don't know how they can come to that answer with the limited runway they gave Dominguez and Jones never seeing a pitch in the majors. If that's the case, then I wouldn't agree with that early assessment, but they very well might
would
have that
assessment.
Would
you agree that they need to trade at least one of those two?
They have to at this point. Yes,
okay.
Yes, they do.
Good God.
Yes.
You have to. So identify which one for whatever reason. Maybe it's because the Guardians want one over the other. Whatever. You identify, hey, Dominguez at this point, we'd rather have the potential of Spencer Jones. Either way, one of those guys needs to be moved. That would mean that you're going to get a pretty good piece coming back that may fit you better. Maybe it's for a second baseman, third baseman. I have no idea. I'm just thinking Kwan because I want a left fielder, But if you don't get Kwan, then it should be one of the other. Maybe it's Spencer Jones in center or left, and then you could move around with Grisham, and Grisham could be insurance in case of one of the young guys don't live up to the expectations. I just don't think it's this 1 year, $22 million for a player who was productive last year and can be very useful at a time where there aren't good center fielders. He's a more than capable, whether he's declining or not.
He's definitely capable. Okay, I'm not going to push back on that.
More than capable center fielder. You have him for 1 year, $22 million. I just think it could be a useful piece that should not really significantly impact what you do the rest of the offseason.
And as this goes on, Judge's clock is ticking. Cole's clock is ticking. I mean, you know, they're not getting younger, these guys.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll take a break from the baseball talk, although we'll still take your calls next hour. But when we return, Phil Sims will join us. We'll talk some Big Blue and go around the NFL a little bit with Philby on the other side.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.